Last few minutes talking with this group about the Myers-Briggs. And would you folks bring your paper and maybe move over this way? So I can, I discovered a better magic marker, but I want to refer to some things up here. So at least you can see that. It's okay to sit out in the middle.
I don't think we have to sit around in a big circle.
Sit anywhere you want. I hope to have you, after I spend a few minutes, I'd like to have you for a moment go into some groups with your own type anyway and kind of read through the little horoscopy kind of picture. Let me tell you just a few things about this, just to give you a little bit of a... Some of you I've heard have taken this several times, and some of you haven't. Now, this is a shortened version of the Myers-Briggs. And I took it again last night, and I've taken it a number of times. I use it. I have a marriage, child, and family counseling practice, and we use this with everybody. Adults, kids, I've taken it probably half a dozen times. The reliability and the validity on the shortened version is... it's not as good, but it gives you a flavor. I scored exactly where I always score last night when I took it again. And it was just as frustrating to me trying to pick some of those things. Which one do I like the best or worst? But let me mention just a few things to you. Myers and Briggs are two people. They do a lot of their research at the University of Florida. And it's a Jungian concept, for those of you who care about that kind of stuff. Carl Jung had some ideas about types and about people having certain ways of being, and can we measure that? So what these folks did years ago was they took some things that Jung had done, which are really the first three levels here, and then they added the fourth. And I'll talk about that in just a second, and then let you do some talking with each other about it. One of the things that I like about this test is that there isn't any way to do it wrong. You will come up with four letters that should describe pretty well the way you interact internally and with the world. And if it doesn't, then probably you didn't, you heard too much, you didn't score it right, and it's probably worth taking again. For instance, I'll give you one quick example. A woman that we did some counseling with who grew up in a family with three brothers, all of whom were engineers, and we have kind of a classic engineer type, and there is no way that everybody is, but the ISTJ we kind of call the engineer type, and she grew up in a family where that kind of linear left brain thinking was really valued, and she took the test, and but she read the description. I said, in a minute, I'm going to have you sit in some little groups and read the description, and it really didn't fit for her. After about 19 months of counseling, she took the test again, had dramatically moved into other ways and read the description and felt very good about it, because now it was okay to be who and what she really was. So in that sense, if you have a perception that you ought to answer it a certain way and you don't really answer what feels good inside, the little description may not be right, and that's okay too. You know, there isn't any way to do this wrong. But what I'd like to see people do is when they read that little description, say, yeah, that really fits. That's kind of neat. One other thing I want to mention. A lot of psychological tests compare your answers with something that's pathological. Like the MMPI is a test we use. In fact, I always give the MMPI with this test. I always do them together. And the MMPI will take depression or some kind of psychopathology and compare how you did with that. Well, this doesn't do that at all. The four letters that you have together are just a configuration, and it's a way of being, and there's four other configurations for some other folks. I put three on here. There's books about this. There's some of them out in the bookstore right now. But I put three on here. ISFJs are often nurses. Although they may be ESFJs just as often, but that happens to be the highest number. Folks who are introverted and sensate, which means they're highly oriented to data and information, they're strong feelers in Myers-Briggs jargon, and they're judgers, which means they like things orderly. And
ISTJs are often engineers, and ENFPs are often therapists. These are extroverted people who are highly intuitive, who operate a lot on feelings, and are very perceptive, meaning in the jargon, they like to move around a lot and are very comfortable with different outcomes, and they're often therapists. And anyway, so let me move away from that. Stop me if you want. I want to have you spend a little bit more time with your own partner, because, or and with people that talk the same type as you do, and we don't have a lot of time. We got the four letters that you got off of four different continuums. And when I said it was forced choice, you were asked to do, would you rather do this or do this? You want to be in a crowd, you want to be by yourself. You want to work on committee, you want to be individual. And so everything came up with four different continuums, and then we kind of pushed you into going one way or the other. You can score very strong on the continuum, or you can get a mid-score. If you catch me putting anything negative, go, not, because there aren't any low scores in the Myers-Briggs. There are strong scores and mid-scores. And really all that means is, if you're very strong that way, I don't have any weak scores. Some people have a lot of mid-scores. I have a lot of strong scores. People with mid-scores probably can lend themselves a little way to both sides. People with strong scores in a couple relationship may have a little harder time. Like a strong extrovert may have to work pretty hard working with a strong introvert. But a couple of quick points on each one of these. On the first line, you either came up with an E score or an I score. And that's the extrovert and the introvert. So if you look at your own scores there, and it's interesting to look at your partner's score, the EI. It's certainly not this simple, but for the point of the kind of amount of time we have, let me say that people will say opposites attract and we're trying to fill gaps and things like that. Well, coming out of the Jungian approach, one idea is that often an extrovert and an introvert will be very comfortable with each other. Often they will. But what interestingly happens is, and I'm going to define extrovert and introvert here in just a second, is that let's say, stereotypically, we have a female extrovert and a male introvert. Because stereotypically, we hear about that, you know, he's strong and quiet and solid, and but when he speaks, it's really of some value. And now you've been married to him 5 years, and you say, this guy never says anything, he's not in touch with his feelings, he's got the personality of a mosquito. What did I ever see in that guy? You know, so what did you value in that person initially? It's not this simple, but marriage counseling often gets into kind of getting back to cherishing that thing which you saw, which filled a gap, which was a little different than where you are. And originally you thought that was so wonderful. They were so stable. They were so solid. They were so quiet. And now it's, they never tell me how they feel. So you see, that's a perceptual kind of thing that we really shift into. It's important to understand here that extrovert and introvert in the Myers-Briggs sense, or in the Jungian sense, has nothing to do with good or bad. It has something to do with extroverts. What they do is that they talk to think. And introverts think to talk. It's not a good or it's not a bad, and we use a little kind of a bumper sticker language in which we say, if you don't know what an extrovert is thinking, you haven't been listening. Because they'll tell you. Just listen. They'll tell you. Jeannie Olson and I were sitting up there, and she's an introvert. We were sitting in coffee a little while ago. She's an introvert and I'm an extrovert, and within 5 minutes, she's got half my life story, and I don't know anything about her. That's pretty classic of extroverts. On the other hand, if you don't know what an introvert is thinking, you haven't asked. See, it doesn't dawn on an introvert to let you know what's going on. Now, they can learn to do that. Introverts can operate in an extroverted manner, no problem, as long as that's the job, as long as that's the task. But it doesn't dawn on them to tell you. Introverts are like folks that they'll look at the math problem, do the thing in their head, and give you the answer. But it doesn't, why should I give you all the steps in between? Oh, that's right, I'm married to you. You'd like to know what all I went through to get there. I'm a strong extrovert. My wife was a, she's passed away, but so if I say was, it's not, she's just not around right now. But she was a strong introvert, and we were, I can remember one time we were talking about moving. I was saying all this and all this, and this is where the house would be, and this, because that's what an extrovert does, you know, get it out there and kick it around. She got scared to death. She thought I'd already talked to a realtor about selling her house. It has nothing to do with that. Does that make some sense? So paying attention to that and honoring that is really important, because a couple of more points with the extrovert-introvert difference, which is one of the classic ones we see with couples. That is that it's really important that introverts don't jump the gun too much when an extrovert is talking through something, or assume that an extrovert is wishy-washy. Remember that as an extrovert, you know, we talk in paragraphs, we don't talk in sentences. And as an extrovert is talking through, we may change our position three times in the paragraph. Because that's how we learn. We, particularly if we're an intuitive extrovert, I'm watching you as I'm talking, I'm reading the cues and everything, and oh, that didn't go, but oh, that doesn't sound, and I'm shifting, and I come up with my answer. Now, the introvert has the hardest time thinking about, this guy doesn't have any strength, he doesn't have any value. What the introvert does is takes the information, and if you're partnered with an introvert, pay attention to something. When they get data, it's real important for an introvert to go away, think about it, mull it over, give them some time, come back, and tell you what fits for them. If you're an extrovert and you're demanding something right now, you're pushing an introvert to a point that's very, very difficult for them to do. I'm not saying they can't, but it's not the natural flow. So we adopted a Korean young woman, and she's a classic introvert, and had a couple of extroverted kids in the family, and it's interesting to watch this. There's just 1,000 examples like this. The extroverted daughter comes home from high school, junior high, wants to talk, wants to yak about how what it. What Kim would have to do is go up into her room, listen to some music, because you see, when introverts are out in society, it drains them, pulls, and they need some time to be quiet. They need an hour to sit down, get quiet, whereas the extrovert, like myself, I can be just absolutely beat. Now think of what this does to your couple relationship. I can be absolutely beat, but you come by my house at 9 o'clock, there's four of you, my energy gets up. But my introverted wife, no, oh my gosh, Debbie got better sense than to come by the house at 9 o'clock at night. See, my energy is increased in interaction, an introvert's energy is decreased in interaction, although it doesn't mean that you both can't function the same way. But it does drain the battery a little bit on the introvert when you have to get up and do on the, that kind of stuff. So you see, it's important to pay attention to those kinds of things. You work in the world with the outside too. Your extrovert-introvert line and your judging-perceiving line. You work internally with the inside too. So let me just, I'm talking too long on this and I don't have that much time, so let me just hit this kind of quick. Can you all see that you either had an E or an I? Mm-hmm. And let me suggest to you that it's sort of like being pregnant. You know, there is a time when you're pregnant and there's a time when you're not pregnant. Although you may be much more pregnant than, you know, at 9 months than you are at 2. But if you're an E, then you're an E. And what that basically says is you're most comfortable operating as an E. Now, there are some people who are so comfortable operating, I don't even score any introvert points. I take the test, I get no introvert points at all. Well, I have to pay real attention to introverts. I have to pay real attention because I can float around out there and not give respect and credence to someone who, when they get some data, it's important to take some time to mull and to come back. It's really important that I remember that. It's also important that people who are close to me recognize that this is important for me to do. You started a meeting the other day and I was doing the classic extrovert thing. I can only listen for so long and then I have to add something to the meeting. Even if all I say is, now did you tell us to be there at 3 o'clock? I just can't. But when you're sitting in a meeting, the introvert is thinking, why can't that guy shut up? And the extrovert is thinking, why don't those people offer anything? All they do is sit there and take in information. So it's really important to give people at both ends the respect for that. The sensate folks really like data. Data is important. What you hear, what you think, what you see, not just your checkbook, but they read data. The sensate folks come to truth, that's the way I like to put it, through facts, information, the temperature, whatever. Let's jump down to the other side. The intuitive folks read patterns. And they both come to truth, you know? And truth isn't any better. It absolutely isn't any better. But strong intuitives kind of read patterns and come to truth. And then usually we use facts to back that up. Sensates read the facts and figures and come to truth that way. I did a workshop with a group of a small hospital. They had four docs, and I read their scores, and I had fun with the nurses because they just loved this, because I was telling them how the docs were, and by reading their scores, and I hadn't seen anybody. But they had three docs who were STJs, sensate thinking judges. Lots of doctors are. They're strong on data. They analyze information, which is what thinkers do, and they're real judges. They're organized. But you know, they had one doc who was the classic ENFP. So I took a chance, brought the house down, but it makes a point here. Three of the docs, when they'd do rounds, would go, guess what? They'd go right to the foot of the bed. First thing they'd want to do is look at the chart. Next thing they want to do is talk to the nurse. Then they'd talk to the person. And what does the guy do? First thing he would do is he'd go in, he'd talk to you, he'd touch you, he'd do all kinds of things. Then he'd go look at the chart. But see, he's an intuitive, and he would come at truth and then back it up with data. This person comes with data and backs it up with the intuition. Does that make some sense to you? Mm-hmm. But it's so important to respect both ends. All four of those guys were good docs. All four of them made good diagnoses, but they came at it so differently. Interestingly enough, the nurses really liked the guy that came in and talked and touched. And somehow we had to do some work with them, trying to help them understand, these guys aren't bad guys, they just don't operate the same way. Well, yeah, but Dr. So-and-so is so nice. Well, anyway. Thinkers or feelers. It's kind of important, like I've tried to redefine for you the extrovert-introvert. I'd like to also redefine the thinker-feeler line a little bit, because you're on one end or the other. Thinker's not too hard. It's pretty obvious. What you do is you take the data and you analyze it. That's pretty obvious. I want to make sure you understand that feelers doesn't mean you're emotional. You can be emotional at either ends of these. What feelers do is they operate on their values inside. It doesn't have to make sense. It's what your feeling is. I'm a strong feeler. I was in college during the 60s. I left, went down south, went in marches, got involved in some movements down there, got involved with Dr. Martin Luther King. It didn't make any sense, you know? Logically, it made no sense. But I make a lot of decisions on how it feels in here. And whereas thinkers may do the same thing, but will first say, let me take a look at that. Let me analyze the data. And it's real clear. Thinkers and feelers, in Myers-Briggs jargon, are so classic in how they talk. Thinkers will usually say, that's logical. That makes sense. That doesn't... Oh, we hit the button. Feelers will tell you. They'll say, that doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel right to me.
I got some at points.
Yeah. And it won't have anything to do with whether it makes logical sense or not. So again, I'm talking about expanding and understanding that some folks really come at the world in a very natural, appropriate, healthy sort of way, but come at it from a standpoint of, if it doesn't feel right to me, I don't care how logical it is, I can't do it. And understanding that and helping somebody work with that. Because a strong feeler, you get married to somebody who has strong feelings about abortion,
forget it, Jack, I don't care what the logic is, they're gonna go with what feels right inside. They have to. They just, it's hard to do anything else. Judges and perceivers, the perceiver likes lots of options, likes to keep things open. You know, you're gonna go out for dinner and the people that you're coming, that are coming over are late, and you were gonna see this movie after you're gonna go, oh, okay, so let's just do something. You know, it's just, you switch and you roll with it and you're very comfortable with it. The judger, no. Judger likes to know, we're gonna be here at 7:30 and then we'll be here at 8:15, you know, and let's do it. Now, the only thing that's really crucial here, anybody can be flexible, but it's important to understand that the judger, just like the introvert, particularly if you've got somebody who's an IJ, you're asking them to pay kind of an emotional price if they have to get out in public, extrovert a lot, and then also not have an orderly frame that they're working in. That's tough. So they pay a price for that. It's not to say they can't do it. If the job is to be sociable and fun and loosey-goosey and tell jokes and have fun, an introvert can do that if they want to do it. It's just not the most natural, normal thing. They can do that. They can do anything that they want to do. It's kind of like, if I had more time, sometimes I've done this, but I'll just tell you. On any of these, whichever end you're on, I tell people, I'm right-handed. I'm predisposed genetically to be right-handed, plus I've reinforced that. But I'll bet you, if one of you said, I'll give you $5,000 if you can write a page perfectly with your left hand, and I'll give you a month to do it, if I wanted to, I could learn to do that. I can operate with my non-dominant hand if it's important to me. And I can operate at the other end of the continuum if it's important to me to do that. But it's not ever going to be the most natural thing for me. And that's really okay. Does that make some sense to you, the really okayness? And recognizing that if you have an extroverted, intuitive, feeling perceiver, they're going to operate in the world very, very differently than an introverted, sensate, thinking judger. It's just going to operate real different. And it's so wonderful when we can value those things rather than devalue them. Think of the ISTJ on a committee. See, ISTJs are great follow-up people. They get the job done. An ISTJ, anytime you're in a meeting, about 10 minutes before the meeting's over, you watch. They'll be looking for the action step. What did we decide? Who's going to follow up? You know what the P is doing, particularly if he's an extroverted perceptive? You know, he's still brainstorming. He's still thinking, well, have we, and you can drive each other nuts. Or in a couple relationship, where are we going to go on vacation? You know, the ENFP is probably saying, well, let's see, vacation started yesterday, didn't it? What are we going to do? It'd be fun. And the ISTJ person is planning 6 months ahead, and you can get all kinds of friction around that. Okay, what I'd like you to do, we don't have a lot of time. Yes, ma'am, shoot.
What if you're very close in numbers in each category, but the other person has in my particular case, I'm within a point or two in each of the four categories. I'm so close together.
You mean toward the center point?
Right.
Yeah.
And in, well, just as an example, in David, he's got a 0 and a 23. And, I mean, when you think about that, can you make observations about somebody who's
sure.
sort of...
What's crucial about that is two things that I think are important to pay attention to. One is that basically what this means is it may be somewhat easier for you to operate at both ends because you kind of got a foot in both camps and you can work with that, you know, pretty well either way. What's important to do is look at how far you're different from David. Are you 23 points different? Oh, then you're going to have to really pay some attention to that. What about if you're 75 points different? You know, you've got somebody who's a 57 extrovert and a 48 introvert. The wider the difference, the more discrepancy we need to play with. So as a couple, I try to say, how far are you apart? And then how much do we need to attend it? Because what it's all about is valuing where the other person is and understanding it. That's normal for them to do. And if they do any other thing
it's going to be work. Introverts don't learn to extrovert, except to practice. You can go through it. Yes?
It's interesting, though, because I think in one of your categories right now, you're very different than you would have been 20 years ago. I mean, coming out way different.
I've taken this test off and on for 15 years and have steadily gone from a P to I'm a strong J now. I've had to. I started running my own business. There were some things. Working for an institution, a public institution. I worked for a college. You know, they took care of everything. I've got to be more on top of things. The other thing is that the Jungian construct is that at about age 55, if you're healthy and evolved in these things, you really pretty well get a handle on working both of them. Right. If you're really evolving in your personality, you pull in, or you can do both of them. And I really noticed that in myself in the last couple, maybe 5-6 years, I noticed I'm much more comfortable going up to Holden, sitting up in my room for 4 hours and writing. This is the extrovert in all of all history. I wouldn't have done that 10 years ago. I love to write now and just be quiet. But I'm shifting and I'm pulling some of that other stuff, and I, you know, that's the way it's supposed to work. I'd like you to do this for a few minutes. I'd like you to group with your style and get the little, and have somebody read it in your group. What is your, you know, just move around the room so that the ISTJs are with the ISTJs, and somebody read that little thing and talk about how that fits. So I'd like you to do that quick because we're running out of time.
Supposing you had a weird configuration.
Yeah.
ISTJ.
There is no weird configuration.
None of those.
Any ESTJ?
What have we got?
ESTJ?
ENFP.
Any of you need some ISTJs?
Wait, I think that's...
And I have some of the scriptures. That's good, David. Hold up what you are. Let me ask you this. Now, this is going to sound silly. Can I get your attention? If you're one in a group, if you're an introvert, would you read the little descriptor out loud? If you're an extrovert, would you read it quietly? Just a minute.
By yourself.
I don't know. I need this. You're by yourself, too.
Do we have an ISTJ here? Right here.
ENFP.
ISTJ is where? There is. Oh, I am. Okay. Let me do this piece and then test. Why don't you come sit over here? I'm about to sit on the screen. All right, would you have somebody read the little descriptor and then just talk a little bit about how that fits or it doesn't fit? There's a inside here. Descriptions up. INFJ.
Yeah, a little longer. Like TNJ. People with ENFJ preferences radiate psychology and fellowship.
Go for it. Read it, listen to it, talk to it,
I've been harming you really to agree with all the things that you've done.
They are likely to have a good expression when they look out in the audience and have a good right.
You guys going through yours?
They are at the highest of the job, they all work out of the situation. J's are found in jobs, teaching, counseling, and selling. Maybe less staff can work their way to the actual aggressive county. The less they find a personal meaning in their work, they have to make a special effort to agree with business life and not let sociability slow them down on their job. They base their decisions on their personal status, whether they like to have matters decided or settled, or not necessarily want to make a decision themselves. J's run some risk of jumping to conclusions before they understand the situation if they have not taken time to be. And knowledge about a person's situation. For example, ENFJs beginning to classify their job, maybe it means they assume something in it, but they're taking the time to find out what they really want is not something. They have many different ideas and does not, and makes a response really. ENFJs find it especially hard to look at the truth about the problems of people or things they care about. Concern for others may lead them to enjoy initiating social events and personal gestures. They appreciate literature and the arts and may tend to be less interested in physical activity or competitive sports than many of the other types. They often approach leisure with plans and structure and may feel responsible for other leisure. Play possibilities for them include reading, visiting museums, collecting and telling stories, listening, cooking. Descriptive adjectives concerned, menial, diplomatic, energetic, enthusiastic, expressive, loyal, personal, responsible, supportive, and verbal. Personal strengths of your type. Has breadth of interest, and grasp of the possibilities. F is warmth and sympathy, and J is organization. Dynamics of your type, dominant function, secondary function, dominant function, Last preferred function, thinking.
There's a lot of this. It's amazing. I think there's a book in the bookstore too.
Yeah, here's some stuff on suggestions.
There are three, 4 months over the books like about this test.
About this test?
There are three or four books in there. Please understand me. I think they've got. I'll mention that all. They're laid out right by the.
I know those types of leaves behind. No, maybe you want to show real nice.
Okay, can I get your attention, please?
I know that we told you.
We've got 5 minutes, I think. 6 minutes. I'd like to ask you, as you read in the group, did it seem to fit pretty well? How did the description go? Did it seem to fit you pretty well?
Yeah.
Yes.
I do a lot more thinking, though.
What's that?
Yeah.
If you're gonna slip out, please leave me the, keep that, and leave me the little descriptors and the booklet, the test book. Thank you very much.
Then leave the bus.
Absolutely. What, you started to tell me something.
I do a lot of thinking and analyzing of behavior patterns, behavior patterns, right? Why people behave the way they do. I'm looking at, you know, reasons for this. Behavior is a symptom or a reflection of, you know. So with this, the thinking, I didn't score very high on the thinking. And that surprised me.
Well, yeah, actually, what you just described, where did you score on the this line?
16.
On which end? On the end. You see, analyzing patterns tends to be more an intuitive function. I do the same thing. I almost can't help that. I just look at that and I kind of look at patterns, and that's really an intuitive function.
Okay.
More than an analyzing of data. What the T function is much more a function of data comes in and I'm analyzing if this is correct, this is incorrect, this is most functional, this is least functional, and it's how it impacts me. When I'm looking at what goes on around other people, my children, my church, people that I'm interacting with, that tends to be more an intuitive function. So, any other comments? It's a fun thing, and it's a good thing as long as you let it be a helpful thing. There is nothing that's wrong. If you've got a wrong score, like somebody else's score is better than yours, then I didn't present it well. Because there isn't anyone that's not as good as another one. There are some that are more reinforced in our society. The extroverted scale is reinforced more in our society, but doesn't make it any better. You know, we have a higher number of extroverts. And as I said, in certain professions, you're going to have a lot of ISTJ, remember, introverted, sensate, thinking judgers as pharmacists. A lot of surgeons are going to be that way. Make sense? Exactness, detail, highly focused.
What are those surgeons' letters again?
Are you what?
No, I'm not, but I work with some. And
ISTJs. In fact, I want my surgeon to be an ISTJ. I like that guy to be real precise. I'm not interested in his interpersonal skills nearly as much as I am in how precise he is. Pharmacist, the same thing. That's fine if he's very gregarious, but I want him to, you know, work that stuff real well. The main thing I think with couples is, or with whomever you're in close relationship, is to pay some attention to honoring the position, number one, that you really fell in love with in the beginning. Because what happens is sometimes their high degree of organization and Janus is something that you really respected and now it drives you nuts. Well, that really says more about you than it does anything about them. It's just that you become intolerant to that particular function, or you may have, or maybe they've taken that to an extreme position. But it's something good to just pay attention to and say, well, you know, this is okay. Somebody mentioned there are two or three books, as you go in the bookstore, right there in the front, there are two or three books on the Myers-Briggs, because obviously in an hour we're not going to do much. There's tons more stuff here. Like, I'll just tell you one to tease you. You begin to get a flavor on this, and you go get a couple of books. There's a book over there, Please Understand Me, and there's a book on Type. And several other books, and you just start to begin to get this down. And let me suggest one thing with any psychological instrument. Do it on yourself. Don't do it on other people. It doesn't feel good to somebody to say, well, you're being a, you know, it works a lot better if you're saying, I'm being A. And how does that impact what we're doing? And you just begin to get this type thing all figured out, and then I'll throw a curveball at you. Myers and Briggs figured out that when you get into crisis, you flip to the other end. You flip to the other end when you get into crisis.
Category.
What's that? Often, at least on the outside too. Particularly on the outside too, you flip to the other end. So I'm a classic extrovert, and a number of years ago, my wife died of cancer, and guess what I did? An awful lot of by myself stuff. And guess what? I don't come up with good solutions in an introverted mode. See, so if I get into crisis and I go off by myself and try to figure it out, I'm not real practiced with that. It's like me trying to use my left hand to write. So that it's like other little pieces as you begin to understand this. Oh, I can see I was getting into crisis, so maybe I'm a strong intuitive. I do good work with my intuition. Get into crisis and try to do sensate stuff, I don't work data very well. That's not my strong mode. So you see what I'm saying? It's just something to pay attention to. And there's other little nuggets like that. It's a fun test. And there's a lot of little pieces to it. And I think that this is all we get to do today. Mm. So
where does an emergency physician fit in?
An emergency physician?
Somebody working in the emergency department.
The emergency room.
ENFJ.
It would be nice to be an EN. I don't know. We could play with that. I'm going to say that before I get myself in trouble. Will you leave the little descriptors for me, and will you leave the test booklets and take the rest?
Excellent.
Have some fun.
Is there a question for you? What is yours?
Oh, sure. Sure. I want all that. The answer is sure.
Okay. You know where?
Thank you for
watching. Sure. It's like a copy of your description.
Did you read the box about me and you?
I read about you.
Are you going upstairs with that one? Hey, ENFP. Are you going upstairs?
If you got to do your heavy work, you want some time to process it. Just be a sound engineer. Let me talk it through. If I want to be helpful to you, shut up. Give you some time. You're not doing as good as in that book. But still, you're going to be better if you have time thinking through it yourself.
You want to be there.
Certainly becomes true in partnership. And I'd say that's from me. I've got thanks, folks. You know, bye. You just try to keep coming.
Is this in the book?
No, that isn't
the
book.
This is the thing, is I've had a lot of interest as far as a good sign.
We're close for that.
I want to copy this.
Well, I could.
meeting. More eyes.
I don't think differentness or togetherness is most important.
I think there's hope, Sheriff.
All four schools are exactly the same. They do wonderfully. We're all four schools at the same time. Like I said, nobody gets a chance to talk. Okay, we did it. Thank you. Yeah, I do need to get to the best.
The woman was an architect. She was an architect. They just didn't think the course. They just didn't get along with it. I wonder if you're too much the same, like being intuitive. Well, my interpretation of the evidence.
A silly example of that is my niece from the East Coast just visited. And we got several family members together. She's a real traditional friend. She will probably marry at some time. They're both strong extroverts. Mm. We're also after Dan when I left. My son, who's I've actually taken him to the airport, who's an introvert, not that matters. Like, he's just kind of quietly settled.
Yeah.
That's the right.
That's
real.
Because they never stopped. What's up? You wonder. You're going to do some adaptation. And hopefully they will. But it's just that they're both.
Should we give this to our daughter or fiance?
And to help people just kind of look at it, to remember whichever one you're going to I see people get real frustrated with, he never tells me how he feels. Well, remember, not that he mentioned work,
to do it.
But that doesn't hurt to let one in. You got to work on it. I did, yeah.
But we were living in the south part of the county. And of course, Dick was working in the county.
I'm right there. You were right there. I was in the hospital.
But we have like a pedal floor between services. A whole variety of people. Just like information.
That was tricky for me up here too. I didn't quite know how to do it. A lot of people at home in the Denmark and great stuff, so I thought and I do a lot of things in church. You don't have to be cardiologist. The last few times I've been down here, I did much more stuff on sexual misconduct in churches. This is so much more
That's probably real important.
There's all this shadow material sitting out there.
Which I didn't
Receiver. I was sitting in the session and heard that. It's very, very interesting. The typing and the shadow.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. All that Jungian material.
One observation I had was, I think if I would have taken this 20 years ago or 30 years ago, I think it would have been very different. the first time I've ever taken.
Right, same here. Yeah, I really hear that, and I agree with you. I'm definitely doing some changing.
Yeah, I am too. And I thought of that when you said it. I said, that's an interesting, very interesting observation. And
I'm developing, I'm growing, plus I've got a
this is what I am. Access I am to NPJ. That's what yeah. I am.
And I like the comment about what we do in crisis. I've got to think some more about that. But you tend to flip over to the...
And it's one of the reasons you often in crisis don't resolve things very well because you move away from your practiced mode.
Right, where your real strengths are.
Yeah, where your strengths are.
Is going to be, yeah.
And that's real important to remember, okay, I'm in crisis. And
right.
I got to be careful that I don't make some decisions based on a mode that I don't do well. It's like asking me to write a term paper with my left hand and have it done by tomorrow morning. It's probably not going to be done very well. Because I haven't practiced that mode very much. How are we for dinner? Let me see if our lunch.
1:15.
So I'm okay.
You're doing great.
Clean up my mess.
I got to go up to our room.
Yeah. Well, if you need it, that's fine. You don't want to leave it here for me.
But you got it kind of figured out, huh?
Maybe.
I don't know how I know where I fit. I don't know why I got it just the opposite on the testing. The last one.
Well, take your time and figure it out.
Yeah, I know.
Now, what if I got all these back?
I have one here.
Well, we'll see if the people paid attention or didn't. Oh, I don't think anybody would cheat, but they would just not pay attention and walk off with it, and I'd be one short. We'll see. Looks like maybe several did.
I'm almost done.
Oh, I'm not. I'm going to be here a few more minutes trying to figure out my mess here and see how many I lost. No hurry at all.
Well, most of it fits for the nurses. I mean, I fit in better than I do.
Best.
Thanks. And did you have one of those other little goodies too? One of those? I hope I
one of those.
Two right there, two.
These two?
Okay. I don't know. I get a feeling I've lost some.
Well, well, they're certainly desirable items for me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd like to know about them, so.
This is copies.
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
Thank you for doing this. This is.
Thank you
for
enjoying.
It's great gee whiz kind of stuff.
What's that?
It's gee whiz kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is. Where are you folks from?
Port Townsend, Washington.
Oh, I like Port Townsend. Port Townsend the whole way.
Well, you can come again.
What were you doing?
Oh, Bellevue, but I used to do workshops. I used to do a lot of workshops at Fort Worden.
And not anymore?
I used to do couples communication workshops up there, and it got so doggone hard to reserve the place. Like, you have to go a whole year ahead and all.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I don't know, I love it. It's so much fun to go up there.
Yeah.
And I love Fort Worden. I mean, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I don't just like it a little, but. Then I used to sometimes just go up there as a family. I tried to get four or five families and go up there, and I tried to do that recently, and they said, well, you have to reserve. It was like a year plus 3 months ahead. And I thought, whiz. Good for them, though. You know, it's working well for them. You probably never even go out there, do you?
A lot.
2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah.
to go down to the beach and walk up in the woods.
Oh, it's such a nice place.
Yeah.
I coach soccer. We practice up on the field, the parade field, before we practice. So,
Oh, yeah.
Now, in the bookstore, can you buy these things that you can test yourself, or?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was going to counsel to get that, or psychologist or something.
Where do you live?
I live in Portland.
In Portland. Well, I'm sure there are folks that do that, and there is a book over there. I think it's Please Understand Me that talks a lot about this in the bookstore.
Please
Understand Me.
Okay, that's good. So I do counseling, and I mean, I was children, but I know about this too, but I've never done it. So I know you have to be a psychologist to do that, I guess.
No, I don't think you do. You can take some workshops, and it isn't all that highfalutin a thing. And I think you can do that without all that. But this isn't the full test. This is kind of a cut-down version.
Right.
But you, at least you can get a good flavor of it.
Please Understand Me, okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I always wanted to have more people that took the test and read about it, and I thought, what else is it?
Well, I'm going to go take a shot at it. Good.
Thank you.